With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one of them and her spouse, scheduled for a court appearance today. The suspect has been captured southwest of Minneapolis following a two-day manhunt.
Vance Bolter was arrested Sunday evening. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their Champlin home about 9 miles away. Earlier Sunday, Drew Evans, superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said more than 100 law enforcement officers, including SWAT teams, were searching the area, including nearby homes. He also said they'd received more than 400 tips from the public. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least 5 people have been killed, dozens wounded in a fresh wave of Iranian missile attacks on Israel. Tehran says 100 missiles were launched. Israel's U.S. Ambassador Yehiel Leiter says his country's attacks on Iran's nuclear weapons program will continue until the threat is neutralized.
We've set them back dramatically, but not enough. And that's why this series of strikes is not going to end today or tomorrow, but only at a period of time, which may take weeks, when we are absolutely certain that the nuclear infrastructure, with the intention of weaponizing and threatening Israel, is terminated.
Leiter speaking on ABC's This Week, President Trump says an agreement between Israel and Iran is within reach. At least 5 deaths have been reported across parts of West Virginia, hard hit by flash flooding over the weekend. A search now underway for 3 people who are missing. President Trump has arrived in Alberta, Canada, for a G7 summit. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features up 170 points, and this is SRN News. Another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympic Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian. It says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for 4 matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
7 families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the 10 Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. This is SRN News. Baseball's Washington Nationals have a brand new bat boy. This one walks on all fours and he just wants to please.
Bruce, a 21-month-old golden retriever, fetched a bat during a ceremony before the Nationals game against the Miami Marlins, all part of the Pups in the Park promotion. He retrieved bats for the last 2 seasons with the Rochester Red Wings, Washington's AAA affiliate. Bruce, wearing a bandana with an MLB debut patch, is doing quite a job as a bat dog. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration directing ICE agents to pause arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels after President Trump voiced concern about the impact of more aggressive enforcement. The move comes after a Trump aide said that ICE would try to make 3,000 arrests every day. More details at SRNNews.com.